Welcome back, everyone. This is Parenting Unplugged, and we're so happy that you've joined us today for our next episode.
Hi, everybody. This is Elisa.
And my name's Monica, and we're so happy that you've joined us today. So welcome, welcome back.
Yes. So in today's episode, we actually decided to make a part two of our pregnancy diaries. We made it into a bit of a series, I guess you can call it. Just because we realized that we missed out on so many important parts of our pregnancy, that are more towards like the emotional side and how we really felt about things. On a more deeper level. So we just wanted to take time to kind of connect with you guys, and to continue connecting with you guys over the same, over our pregnancy and all of the layers behind it. So this is the reason why we decided to make a part two. I mean, there's definitely a lot of things that I feel that we didn't cover, but I think that, one of the main things is that, pregnancy and birth are total, they're a total, it's a total natural process. And I feel like most women just forget about that. Everyone just wraps their head around, the technical part behind it and how am I going to do this? How am I going to birth a baby? And or all of these changes that are happening. And truly, it's a natural process. Our bodies are meant for this. So, and I think that at the core, that is truly like what should be the foundation of your pregnancy and your birth and labor story.
I mean, like you said, Elisa, like this is a completely normal, natural process. This is what women are birthed with. Like we are equipped to birth a baby. We are equipped to be to have a life forming inside of us. And sometimes we kind of we take the topic of, pregnancy and labor and delivery, and we make it something that's so much more than what it is. And sometimes that can instill fear and anxiety when, if we kind of take back the layers of everything maybe society has constructed around these ideas, maybe we can get to the core of what it is. It is a completely natural process, like you said. And when we really think about a natural process, it's nothing to be fearful of if we understand what we're looking at, right?
Oh yeah, I think that knowledge is power, absolutely. And then also funny that you talk about fear. I had no idea, but there's actually a word. Tocophobia is the fear of pregnancy,
I
which
have
is
never heard of
I've
that
never heard about this either,
before
but
in my life.
as I was doing some research, I found that it's an actual thing. And I totally get it because I feel like when I connect with women over pregnancy, the first thing is like, oh my God, how did you do it? Or how did you push a baby out? Or how, I'm so scared of labor, And I think that that is like the normal thing for everyone is just to be afraid of pregnancy. And I feel
Absolutely.
like also a lot behind this is like the knowledge. Learning knowledge is power when it comes to being pregnant and everything. I feel like everything in life, anything new that you don't know about, if you really want to like go into it a little bit with more confidence, then you just need to maybe look into it, look into some resources and that maybe align with you. And rewiring the brain during pregnancy to let go of fear. I know, Monica, we've spoken
Interesting.
about this before. Monica, how did you rewire your brain during pregnancy, during those months, to like kind of let go of that fear-based mentality?
That, I mean, that's a big one. That's a really big topic, and I feel like, we don't talk about that enough. Because you can't be you get pregnant, and everyone, obviously everyone is happy for you, and it's a huge celebration. Of course it is. Like, it's the biggest thing that you will ever do in your life as a woman, like to birth, to give life. And it's huge. And sometimes to do the rewiring of getting rid of that kind of the fear and the anxiety that you may have building up inside you, it can be a hard process, because sometimes as a woman, in that situation, you feel like you have no other choice but to be ecstatically happy 24/7. You don't have room for the anxiety. What will people think? Why do people think you're anything other than being happy? You know what I mean? To everyone around you. So sometimes I guess when you have to rewire, it has an element of loneliness because you have to do it on your own. For me personally, I mean, obviously, it goes without saying, like I was over the moon when I found out I was pregnant, and it was such a special moment. But obviously, when the realization that you are growing life in front of you really sinks in, you have all these other questions that are unanswered, like what you were saying, Elisa, how am I going to birth my baby? How is this going to happen? What's going to happen to my body as I'm getting bigger? What's going to happen to my emotional and mental well-being, and that's when the rewiring has to take place as you're processing all this new information. And you were asking me, how did I do it? Well, I think I like to, I feel I'm a very spiritual person. I like to connect. I really liked to feel like I was connecting to my baby, even when Noah was, just a few cells, like in dividing in my body. I really felt more at ease when I was pregnant, when I just used to hold my belly. It didn't need to be a big belly. It didn't need to be when he was really big. But anytime during my pregnancy, I just used to like to put my hand to my belly and just talk
Yeah,
to my
that's beautiful.
baby. And that would really help me to stay grounded and to not let my head take over with all of these things that are put into your mental being through social media and through Google and through old wives' tales and your family telling you everything, friends telling you everything. So I would say, that was, I mean, obviously, a lot of mums out there can say, isn't that's just such a small token of what you were doing. But to me, that really grounded me when at times when, say, I was driving to work and I would feel really anxious, which happened a lot with me when you start thinking all of these things in your head, like, what's going to happen when I get closer to my due date? What's going to happen if something goes wrong? If there's complications? And you have all of these questions, and that would be something that really grounded me if I felt like things were escalating.
Right, I see.
But I would say, secondly, that I was lucky enough to meet a doula when I was about 7 months pregnant, and she completely transformed my pregnancy, and she really, really helped me not only complete my pregnancy, but she also guided me through my labor and my postpartum period. And
That's amazing that you had that.
it was a true blessing for sure.
That's incredible.
How is it with you? Like, did you feel like you needed to do that rewiring? Like, how did you approach that?
100%. I mean, I just want to first of all talk about like the negative thoughts, the negative comments, the old wives' tales, the just all of the things that you hear while you're pregnant, because I feel like people put an emphasis on the negative things of about being pregnant and even postpartum, having children in general. Everyone just talks about like the negative part that comes with that. And I feel like anyways, in my culture, in our culture, that's kind of how it is, that everyone just talks about, well, oh, well, look, you're going to be gaining weight. Oh, your life is going to change. You won't be able to sleep. You won't be able to, oh, well, labor's hard. Labor's long, could be long. Oh, those contractions are so strong. Oh, girl, you're going to die, and all of those things that it's just like, I went into it not knowing a single thing about it. But all I knew is that I didn't want to be afraid, and I wanted my pregnancy in my own terms, and I wanted to think about it how it felt true to me. And I was obviously also really happy when we found out we were pregnant. I was really happy. So I wanted to keep that high energy going. And I just wanted to continue just learning about my baby during the pregnancy and learning about the changes and everything like that. And I think that for me, what guided me during my pregnancy was definitely a lot of what I learned, what was happening to my body, and also the process of a more natural birth. So I don't think I've have mentioned this before, but so I did start with a traditional OBGYN, and I switched we switched her, I believe it was about like 2 months into my pregnancy. And the reason for that is because I just didn't feel the connection that I wanted to feel when I would see her. So I saw her like a couple of times, and as for most women, you know, the meetings with her with like the OBGYN are pretty quick. They're not really asking you about how you feel. They're not really there to connect with you. They're just there as like a transaction in and out. And she had all of these like certifications. She came from a really good school. You walked in, she had all of these diplomas, and she was like actually hard to book even. She was at one of the best hospitals here in New York City. And but when I met with her, I just tried to meet with her a couple of times. I tried to meet with her a couple of times, and you know, for like the beginning 2 months, and it just wasn't, I wasn't vibing with her. I wasn't connecting with her. So I spoke to a very good friend of mine where she switched. She had her pregnancy with a midwife through a hospital. So I met with her in person, and she told me, listen, just do it. Just honestly, you will not regret it. If you can, look for a midwife and go through a midwife. So that's exactly what I did. I looked for a midwife that was going to deliver in a hospital. And in New York, there's not many midwives that do it. I think I found like a total of like three or four, but I was also really specific to I was specific to a specific hospital because I one of my coworkers had delivered there, and she said she had a really great experience. So I knew the hospital that I wanted to deliver at, which was the Alexander Cohen Hospital here in for at the New York Presbyterian Hospital in New York, brand new facility. I knew I wanted to deliver there. So I'm like, if I could find a midwife there, that would be good. So that's exactly what I did. Found a midwife. I met with her, and automatically it was just different. It was just the interactions were warmer. She, you know, she's there to push for a more natural birth, but she's also open to an epidural, obviously, if that's what you want or if that's what it leads to. But she was doing everything along the way for a more natural birth, a vaginal birth. That's what I mean by natural. So yeah, that's really what I feel like kind of helped me a little bit, just seeing her. Starting to see her, and she would talk about more natural remedies with me and just was more aligned with me in general, you know. I
I
did
think that's
also,
so, it's so important though, because the connection, it's like if you don't feel that connection,
no, I don't.
how can you progress forward with what you're doing? And it's like,
No.
and it's great that you changed because,
Yeah.
that completely changed how you felt as well.
Oh yeah, and most women have that experience at hospitals. That's just how it is. You're not gonna get a really personal doctor. Really, like these people, they know what they're doing. Obviously, they deliver tons of babies every day, but they don't have the kind of time to sit there and be like, "Well, how do you feel?" They have someone else to see right after you. So, you know, so I did switch to her, and then afterwards, towards the end of my pregnancy, I looked for a pregnancy course. And I took that through some like local doulas that are based out of New York City, which they were that course was really great. So that really helped me to kind of like boost my confidence a bit. So honestly, to me, what I can say, what I recommend is look for resources that you align with, that you can say, okay, these are my kind of people, and this is the type of pregnancy and delivery that I wish to have. And then of course, you know, I think that also another thing is like sharing your fears with your partner as well, and you know, sitting there with that person, and you know, just letting them know how you feel, and you know, so they can also help you overcome that fear as well. So
Absolutely. It's
yeah.
like that, what we were saying earlier about sometimes, especially when you're in this period of your life, having those anxieties and fears, they can feel really lonely if you're doing it by yourself. And if you do have a support system around you, whether it's a partner, a really good friend, or whoever is your village around you, if you have that person to confide in, or then people, it's like that saying, they say, like a problem halved is a problem shared is a problem halved, I think they say. So, like just being able to share that, because I mean, because sometimes I would be so stuck in my thoughts about, and then, my partner's, he's good at picking things up, and he'd kind of look and be like, what is going on there? And when I did choose to share, I did feel better about myself. But sometimes it is hard to share as well, and I think we have to acknowledge that too.
Yeah,
Because there's so that you're,
absolutely.
I mean, there's so many, when you're going through pregnancy, so much is changing. And you need to, even though you might think, okay, 9 months is a long time, it's really not that long. And in those 9 months,
A
your
lot
body is
happens.
changing ridiculously fast. Your hormones are up and down, your emotions, it's a really, really big change. So sometimes you may not have the time and the space to digest what's going on.
I mean, especially if it's like your second or third baby, what time do you really have to understand, to sit there and be like, oh my, you're no longer like, oh yeah, my baby's the size of a blueberry. You know how you went through those stages where
I
you
mean,
don't have time for that.
I remember times when I was teaching, and like when I'm teaching, I get really involved in my teaching. I'm shooting questions at the kids. I'm asking them to come up and do their work on the board, and I'm really engaging with them. And at times when I was pregnant, maybe in my second trimester, I actually had like some fainting spells, and I don't know whether that was because I was living in the Caribbean or whether it was just my blood sugar levels were dropping, and that was just part of my pregnancy, which was not fun, but we had to deal with that. And sometimes I had to let my kids know, like, if I just suddenly lay down on the floor, I'm okay. You just need to call the nurse because I'm about to black out. And that actually happened 3 times
Oh my
during my
God.
pregnancy. But sometimes you're just like, for work, for example, you might be so involved, and you're in the zone, you're doing your thing, and then something will happen. You'll be like, oh my gosh, like I'm pregnant. Like you just forget for a
You
second that you're
forget. Oh
pregnant.
yeah. You forget you should be taking it easy, and you should be, not stressing yourself out too much. Also, you were talking about like the fear of body changes. What did you fear exactly, and what did you do for like self-care also afterwards?
Again, I mean, I feel like this question of, fear of losing myself, I think that question doesn't just stop at pregnancy. I think that question is going around every woman's brain, from the minute they get pregnant to like forever afterwards, because your body has changed forever. Your emotional and mental well-being has changed. And I feel like for me, I did have I was worried about losing myself in a physical sense. I put on a lot of weight during my pregnancy, and even now, my baby's 18 months old, and I'm still not back to my pre-pregnancy weight, and that's going to be an ongoing battle with myself. And sometimes I have to just sit there and be like, you know what, Monica, you birthed a human being, you did it natural, and you are a strong ass woman, and you need to appreciate that about yourself, and you need to not be so hard about not be so hard on yourself about that. And sometimes I really have to just sit down with myself, and it's not because I'm not eating right or not exercising, because We do that. We do incorporate that in our lives to stay feeling good about ourselves. But another big thing maybe is like this can roll on to a different area, but the snapback body after you give birth, like what is that about?
Don't even
Because
remind, don't
I don't
even.
know where they got that from, because there is no snapback about anything.
No, I don't, unless you have like a ton of help in the house and you're not even with your baby, like I don't even know what way it could possibly happen. And even so,
I don't know.
you're going to have some loose skin there. There's going to be some skin or some wrinkle or something that was not there before that you basically will not be able to get rid of. And that's okay. That is just like a sign of you birthing your baby, of you holding a baby, for those 9 months and being able to carry a child. Those are just like beautiful
But
signs of that.
also acknowledging that your body works differently now that you've birthed a baby. Like before, even if you were doing a certain exercise or you were eating a certain way and you thought, yep, I could drop that weight in this amount of time because I was doing this. Well, guess what? After you have a baby, everything changes. And no
Everything
one really
moves
tells you
around.
that either.
Well, I mean, think about it. Everything gets moved around in there. There's a whole human grow, there's organs growing inside your body. Like you can't just, have a baby and expect to be able to get back to normal, whatever quote unquote normal is. Everything got juggled around in there, and it's going to take a while for it to kind of move back in its place, or for you to also feel a little better about it as well. Because also it's like the feelings behind it. But I mean, like for me, I think like the fear I had, I was really afraid of the body changes. I was pretty active like leading up to my pregnancy, and I actually stayed active throughout my whole pregnancy as well. And I think like the reason for it too is because of that fear of what was going to happen afterwards. Like I felt like that is what drove me. And I'm like, okay, I need to stay active so that after I have this baby, I can just jump right into it. And that's definitely not how it works. No, absolutely not. Like, no, I think that, and I know that you're still in it, Monica. I think that for me, honestly, I can say maybe when Camila turned two, which when she turned two last year, I remember there was like a switch that went off, and I was like, okay, I think I have this figured out, or I can figure this out. Like you have the mental space because they're a little bit more independent. So, but up until then, I was just, figuring it out. You're kind of all over the place. You're trying to figure out a routine for yourself, for your family, for the baby, for work at home or working in person somewhere. It's just like it's definitely a lot. But I was so scared of the body changes. And I think that at the end of the day, you birthed the whole baby. It's not something that you maybe had never done before, or you did it a second or third time around, and that's a beautiful thing. But I mean, I think that like as far as like self-care from my pregnancy, I like I said, I did try to stay active. And I think, like I said, I did that a little bit out of fear, but then also I did feel good because I felt like I was connecting like that. I was feeling like a strong mom, and I felt like, that was pushing me through the aches and pains of things too. And I think like you were saying, like those like massages that you did, or like you would hold your belly. I had like a belly oil, and I would apply my belly oil every week, and that was part of like my self-care thing. And
Yeah,
that,
it's lovely.
That was super nice to like connect with like a nice body oil and do that with my baby. But yeah, I think like the body changes is definitely a really big thing, because somehow, us women, we need to like continue navigating through pregnancy. But then once the baby comes out, it's just kind of like we're just supposed to pretend like it never happened.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Physically, it's like as if it never happened. This whole big thing happened. And it's not, I'm not even just talking about physical. I'm talking about like emotional and going back to work, or just continuing
I
life.
feel like, I mean, that is huge right there. Like how people, and this is no criticism on, the general public, but how people treat you when you're pregnant versus once the baby is is birthed.
Oh.
I feel like they give you like a little bit grace period and then that's it. You're forgotten about. And it's
Yeah.
like, hey, I'm still here. I'm
Right.
still struggling.
Right. Right.
And that's huge as well because and that's when kind of like the good support system comes in because everyone has their own village. It might not be what you thought it was going to look like, but hopefully people have some kind of village around them, and
Yes.
that's really what keeps you going. It could be like a friend where you just keep talking to each other and you just keep getting through the milestones together. It could be your hairdresser who gives you like an extra scalp massage when you want a little blow dry to make you feel better. It could take many forms.
Yeah. And then as far as as fear, now that we're already in the fear topic, can you recall the scariest moment of your pregnancy? Because I feel like everyone, we all talk about all the good things, but I know that there's so much to be, so many scary moments that can happen, and it's just no one really talks about this,
Oh
so
yeah.
just curious.
Well, I mean, there is one moment that comes to mind, and it really, really scared me. It scared not on a level about myself. I was scared for my baby. I was very early on in my pregnancy. I think I had literally only just found out I was pregnant, so maybe I was just under 3 months pregnant, so I don't even think anyone knew about it. And where we used to live, there was like a big road called Churchill, and we used to in the evenings, like early evenings, when it wasn't as hot outside, we would go out with our dog and we would just take a long walk up Churchill because, like you, I like to stay active and we really love walking, so we would do kind of like our evening stroll. And one day, like we got ready to go out, and I remember like we were stepping onto Churchill, and I went over. There was like a drain on the floor, right? But obviously, they're all covered up. They've all got like metal covers on them. And I remember my right foot stepped foot on this like drain cover, and obviously, I kind of blindsidedly thought it's all sealed up, but it was actually loose, and the entire weight of me fell through
Oh my
this
God.
drain hole, and it was so deep that I hit my pelvis because my whole body
Oh my
fell
God.
through on one side. And when that happened, I kind of just for a split second, I think I was in shock. And then like my husband kind of was, I was distraught. I was like sobbing. I was thinking,
The
I
worst.
don't even like, I was just like, please, please let my baby be okay. And it was a really horrible moment. And I say this, and I'm not afraid to share it on this platform because I think it's really important that we other mums out there have like they know that they can have a space to share this because we should be able to share our darkest moments as well as our lightest moments,
Yeah,
but I would
absolutely.
say for me that was thanks to God. We went to straight to A&E. They checked, they did the ultrasound, and he was
Wow.
absolutely fine.
Thank God. Thank
But yeah,
God.
thank God because
Yeah.
I was beside myself, and
I can't even
and he.
imagine what you must have been feeling in the moment as you were falling too, because
Oh, I think I felt like it wasn't really happening. And I remember in the hospital, like my husband was worried about all of these bruises that were already turning black because it was a really hard fall. And I
Wow.
didn't even feel pain. All I felt was, please let my baby be okay,
Yeah.
but he was, thank God, and he is a very strong, healthy boy, and I'm very blessed to have him. But I would say, yeah, that was definitely my scariest moment during
Oh,
pregnancy.
oh,
Yes.
oh no.
Very scary for sure.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. And I can't even imagine like how you were feeling like during and also on the way to the hospital, like to get checked to make sure that everything was okay. I could imagine that you were really nervous and scared.
Yeah.
So, and I think that also, my heart does go out to women that have lost pregnancies and have also went through that. I can't imagine how hard it must be. But also I just wanted to kind of like put that on the table as well, that those that I it's never happened to me, and I'm being very honest, I've never experienced that before, but I can't imagine how heartbreaking also that must be for something like that to actually happen, when you
It's
are already.
unimaginable.
Yeah, right. So definitely my heart goes out to anyone that has experienced that and has had to like go through that really hard time. So yeah, I mean, I think like for me, as far as the scariest part for me during my pregnancy, I think that I had mentioned, I'm going to mention this, I believe, in like future episodes. I had to get a procedure done, and the reason for having to get the procedure done is because Camila was head up. And since I had my midwife, she was pushing me also to have a natural pregnant a natural birth, a vaginal birth. So I got a procedure done that it's basically when they flip the baby. So the doctors, I had to go in at like about, I don't know, 32 weeks pregnant. And two doctors came in and they like pushed really heavily on my belly. And I was very pregnant at that time. So my belly was like hard as a rock. And it was really painful. I was also scared for the baby because I was hearing the baby's,
Of course.
like they were monitoring the baby's heartbeat and everything like that. And I just wanted it to be over. So finally, on the last push, Camila did flip. And I was able to have a vaginal delivery after that, which I didn't even realize this, but also after Camila flipped, I didn't really even realize that she could also flip back.
Yeah, that is a thing as well, isn't it?
Imagine that. Thankfully, she stayed head down and I was still able to like deliver her, in that position. But I imagine having to go through that, and then after everything, all is said and done, she just decides to go back. Thankfully, that wasn't my case,
Oh, wow. Yeah. And that sounds so painful as well for that, because you didn't have any pain relief either, did you?
No, there was no pain relief, and the reason for that is because I just wanted to be like in and out of the hospital. I don't know, I think I was just being stubborn and I just wanted it to go quick. And my midwife had told me, well, look, if we put you on an epidural, if well, not epidural, if we do like anesthesia, then you would have to be at the hospital pretty much all. It's going to take you a while to get in and out. So I was like, all right, I think I could do this. And little did I know that it was like excruciating pain and it was terrible. And then after that, like it pretty much just like prepped me for like labor and delivery. After that,
Oh, I bet.
I was just like, let's have this baby like as soon as possible, because it was just crazy pain. But
Oh, yeah.
also it just goes to show that I think like every pregnancy is different. We all experience have to go through different things, and especially for women that like have different like health conditions and that they have to like navigate pregnancy completely differently from us. So, these are just our stories and how we dealt with our situation at hand. But we are also aware that everyone's situation can be completely different, and their
Absolutely.
stories can totally change. If this is a really good episode, man. I had a lot of fun.
Me too. I mean, like, what we said at the beginning, we had to make a part two because there was just so much to talk about. The topic of pregnancy, it's so large and there's so much to talk about, but I'm so glad that we could share these stories with our listeners. I think it is really important to share these stories and to to connect on different levels, and to realize that pregnancy and everything about having babies, like pre, during and post having a baby, obviously has its surreal, giddy, lovely, happy moments. But the reality is we also do have those really hard, scary, anxious moments as well. So we really wanted to portray this on our podcast as well, so we can connect with everyone listening,
For sure.
because we want to be real as well at the same time.
For sure, man.
I really enjoyed this episode. I really love talking about our stories and our pregnancies. We actually have a really exciting episode next coming in a few weeks' time. I am very, very excited to say that the doula that actually helped me through my pregnancy is actually going to be on the episode with us next time. Her
Yes.
name is Annie Ortiz, and her details will be linked in the next episode. In case any of you mamas out there want to contact her, she was absolutely amazing. I literally cannot wait for her to get on to the show and to talk to us, because she is just a wealth of knowledge. And I'm just so excited to bring her on. And yeah, she's excited too. So, really, really excited about that.
Yeah, I'm so excited to connect with Annie. And especially as you know, like about my own personal pregnancy story, I try to go on a more like natural route. So I'm curious to hear about the work that she does and what she offers and how that can, possibly impact someone else's life in the future since she impacted yours. I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of listeners out there that are also curious about her work.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Just as a reminder, please make sure that you subscribe and share the podcast with any of your friends or family around. And thank you for joining.
Bye-bye.
Bye.